It took a while to get going, longer than originally planned, but Opportunity Village Eugene is doing what it was meant to do. It gets homeless people off the streets and out from under bridges into shelters they can call home while they work to get into permanent housing. A recent open house gave the public a chance to see what Opportunity Village looks like and how it works. We'll do it audio style with a pair of residents. Al Hutt is a villager who's also been helping with some computer needs for the village. Al Hutt, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
It's good to have you here. Lorita Arellano joins us as well. She is a villager and a village rep on the Opportunity Village Eugene Board of Directors. Welcome, Rita.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's talk to each of you in turn. Rita, let's start with you. What brought you to Opportunity Village Eugene, and where were you before it opened?
I had been a caregiver for over 25 years, and I got ran over by a car and was unable to work and unfortunately unable to pay my rent and lost my housing.
And so where had you stayed before Opportunity Village opened?
Well, I spent a couple of weeks at the mission, and I spent a couple of weeks at my daughter's father's house, and before I got into the mission, or before I got into OVE.
Mm-hmm. And Al Hutt, what's your story? How did you end up at OVE?
I had spent my adult life in Southern Missouri, computer programmer there with a very good job, and I just got tired of the politics and the mentality in Missouri, and I needed a change in my life, and so I just headed out, willing to take a chance and live cheaply. And so I ended up here, and I'm going somewhere, not sure what, but I'm having a blast here and meeting some fantastic people.
How closely were either of you involved in getting OVE, Opportunity Village Eugene, off the ground in the first place, Al?
I was not. It was open in August of last year, I believe, and I showed up in October. So all of the heavy lifting had already been done.
And Rita, how about you? Were you involved with the preparation for OVE?
I also showed up in August. So we had just opened the doors when I came in also. And there was quite a bit left to do. We only had a few Conestogas. We had 9 Conestogas and probably 6 to 8 bungalows.
All right. So describe, if you would, Rita, what the living conditions are like there for the people who live there and how many people do live there.
We have about 30 villagers there now, and we have 19 bungalows, which are some of them are 8 to 10 feet, and some are 8 by 8. The Conestogas, I believe, are like about six feet long and 5 feet wide, something like that.
All right, but not very big. And what are the amenities like? What kinds of stuff do you have available in the shelter, and what do you have to walk elsewhere to get to?
Well, we don't have any heat. The bungalows kind of look like little tiny houses. The 19 bungalows,
mm-hmm.
And they have a loft. Some of them have a loft in there. We don't have any heat, but as far as the outside amenities, we have a community yurt, which has a pellet stove and open Wi-Fi, so people can come in with their laptops and look for jobs and stay in contact with family members. We also have about three community computers. We have a bathhouse that has one shower, 2 bathrooms, and a laundry room. And we have 2 buildings that one is a pantry and the other one is a kitchen that has a refrigerator and a sink, hot and cold running water, and then we have an outside propane grill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a few things you have that you certainly share with each other, and you have to pay a little bit to live there, don't you?
We have a $30 utility fee, and that helps pay for the garbage, the water, the pellets, the electric.
All right, we have a guest calling in. Let's go to Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Opportunity Village Eugene with Rita Arellano and Al Hutt.
Howdy. An earlier experiment called Occupy ended rather unfortunately when a guy got stabbed there. I'm just wondering, what kind of screening do you do, and who does the security, and just how overall safe is Opportunity Village, and given that you've had a chance to live with it for a while, what kind of problems have you run into?
All right, thanks for the question, Steve. Appreciate that. Al, you want to take that on?
Sure. Well, Opportunity Village is not Occupy. It's a different approach altogether. And to answer this question quickly, it's very safe here. We happen to be on a city-owned lot, which happens to already be fenced. So we have someone on the gate at the gatehouse 24 hours a day, and we lock the gate at night. So it's an extremely safe place, especially for, obviously, women or anyone. We've had virtually no problems. I mean, there's been some incidents. You put any folks of this sort together who are in transition, but considering, we've had really nothing to speak of, and it's wonderful.
Now, some people have been asked to leave because of rules infractions. Is that right, Al?
That's true. There are what are called community guidelines, which are mostly along the lines of you must do your fair share and not steal or be violent. The two things that will get you evicted pretty much automatically quickly is theft or violence, or even serious threats of violence, because people just don't need that and we don't have to put up with it. So we don't. There are quite a few folks on the waiting list. You know, I'm sure good folks who want to come in here, so most people here have enough sense to behave.
Mm-hmm. Rita Arellano, have people left already? Go ahead.
We do have a background process. Somebody, when they come in, they fill out an application. The vetting committee, which is about three people, go through the applications. They do some interviews, and there's a background check done before the somebody's allowed in.
All right, so there are some avenues you take to make sure that you're dealing with people who are going to be well-behaved. Given, aside from the people who have been asked to leave in certain circumstances, now what's the progress of people who are doing what Opportunity Village was designed to do, get on their feet and find permanent housing? Have there been a bunch of those yet?
Yeah, we've actually had some good successes. We've had people get jobs, people are going to school, some people have transitioned out into their own housing or partnered up with somebody else into their housing. Family members left to be with family members. So we've had some good successes. It is a transition program, so when people are vetted in, they're asked what their transition plan is, and they try to work on that while they're there.
All right, so they have to have some idea anyway of what the next stop is after Opportunity Village Eugene.
Yeah.
Tell us about the open house. About a month ago, members of the community had a chance to come through and get a look at OVE. And what kinds of responses did you hear, either one of you?
Well, we had some really good responses. It was really awesome. I don't think that people expected it to be as well go as well as it did. They certainly didn't expect to see what they saw. I think that they expected to see more of a homeless kind of a village, but it was really organized, and we were very organized, and we keep it pretty clean. People are expected to do at least 2 hours of community work a week, and they do their 10 hours a week on the gate, 8 to 10 hours a week on the gate. And so when people walk through, we were able to give them tours, and we were able to show them the insides of the bungalows and the Conestogas. So it was pretty awesome.
It sounds like they got a good feel for it. And I understand, too, that there's talk now of an Emerald Village, Eugene, which is not quite apparently like OVE, but similar.
It's going to be more permanent housing. We're going to have between 10 to 15 bungalows. They're going to be a little bit larger. They will have a rent, if you will, to $150 to $200 a month. The way that we're hoping that it'll go is that somebody will come in with an income. They'll have to have some kind of an income, be able to pay their rent until they pay off the price of the bungalow. And at that time, they'll have the option of selling it back to the community, to Emerald Village. And with that bulk of money, they'll be able to either move on and pay deposits to get into other kind of housing, or maybe put a small down payment on something. Or they'll have the option to stay and pay their electric. But it'll be different because it'll be more like a rental kind of feel, other than how it is now, where it's more of a community-based program.
And back at OVE, where you are at Opportunity Village Eugene, what are the there was some discussion when it was first in the planning stages about, you know, the city might need this property back at some point. So what are the long-term prospects for OVE at this point?
Well, we get about a year's lease, and every year the city will go back and discuss whether or not they want to renew it. So it'll be a yearly lease with the city for now.
Right. And what are the prospects for either of you? I mean, Rita Arellano, what do you see ahead of for yourself?
Well, my plan is to build a tiny house and maybe put it on a small piece of property. I do have family that lives in Olympia, Washington, and they will be needing assistance. They're getting older, and so there is an opportunity to maybe put it in their backyard and help be with family.
And Al Hutt, what do you think the future is going to hold for you?
I hope that I will migrate back into computer things. I've done web programming in Missouri, and if you know the computer world, things change quickly, and Opportunity Village has given me a chance to brush up my skills on some of the latest programming languages, and being in Eugene gives me a chance, I hope, to work more towards social change issues. And so I'm thinking that some opportunity along those lines will show up. As part of my self-training program, I have written an addition to our website, which allows the community to get to know us better, show some profiles about individuals. We can input information about ourselves, such as our short and long-term goals, our skills, incidental tasks we are willing to do, or even career skills. And so I did that as a learning process for myself, but also it's going to stay here and be part of the village when I go. So it's a win-win situation.
It's a pretty good-looking website, so congratulations to you and everybody else who had something to do with that. I guess congratulations are in order for Opportunity Village generally for having the success you're having. I want to thank you both for joining us today. Al Hutt lives in Opportunity Village Eugene and is a computer programmer. Rita Arellano is a villager and the village rep on the OVE Board of Directors. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You bet.
Thank you.